Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Faith Davis, and today I'd like to discuss how we define minimal residual disease and its significance in clinical practice. With many of the new treatment approaches, we're able to achieve a complete response in a high percentage of patients. So that would be no evidence of an M component, normalization of serum-free light chains, and no evidence of malignant plasma cells on morphology in the bone marrow. And that's really meant that we've been able to develop more sensitive techniques to detect low levels of disease. These techniques include things like flow cytometry, as well as next generation sequencing techniques to detect MRD on a molecular level. Both of these technologies have some positive points as well as some drawbacks. However, the important thing for a practicing physician is to know the sensitivity of the test. So not just to be able to say whether the patient is MRD negative or positive, but to say whether the patient, what level the patient has their MRD at, be that one tumor cell in 10 to the 4 normal cells, or indeed one tumor cell in 10 to the 6 normal cells. Certainly, as far as the practicalities of these technologies, we know that patients who are MRD negative have a prolonged progression-free and overall survival. And so certainly it should be something that we're trying to aim for when we're treating our patients. And there's now plenty of data to suggest that this prognostic evidence is not only present in newly diagnosed patients, but also relapse patients, patients treated with some of the more novel therapies such as antibodies, but also is important for patients with high-risk cytogenetics. So in those particular group of patients, if a patient is MRD positive and has high-risk cytogenetics, then those patients are going to have a particularly poor outcome. Some of the outstanding questions, though, are from a very practical basis. So if a patient remains MRD positive, should we be thinking about intensifying treatment? Or indeed, if a patient is MRD negative, should we think about stopping treatment? And then simple things like, when is the best time to test for MRD? And is one MRD test enough? Or do we need to do a number of tests to confirm that the patient is in sustained MRD? At the moment, there's lots of research going on in this area, and also there's a lot of groups coming together involving both industry, academia, as well as some of the regulatory groups and patient groups, trying to get some consensus on how we should think about this moving forward. So thank you for spending some time with me today, and I hope you enjoyed viewing this activity.